The British government announced this week that it plans to lift a century-old law forcing pets from the United States to spend months in quarantine before entering the island nation. The policy was designed to halt the spread of rabies, but it caused anguish among thousands of traveling pet owners. Now, advances in science and technology have made the law obsolete. NPR's Eric Kneeler has the story.
3 years ago, Alexander Feacham moved back home to London after living several years in the United States. Feacham was forced to surrender her pet dachshund Nero to British authorities for 6 months in a small cage with a concrete floor.
It was so traumatic. You can't even see him at the airport or anything. They get taken off straight away in special vehicles.
Feacham says she wasn't even allowed to see her dog for the first 2 weeks after her arrival.
I was crying every day. I was phoning about 3 or 4 times a day to see how he was. And I just couldn't bear the thought of him sort of arriving in this strange country after this horrible flight and everything and thinking that we'd abandoned him.
For some people, living without their pet was unthinkable. In fact, the law created an underground network of pet smugglers who snuck animals into Great Britain from mainland Europe on boats. Others just gave up. Martha Armstrong is Senior Vice President at the Humane Society of the United States in Gaithersburg, Maryland. She says the British policy caused many U.S. citizens to choose between their career or their pet.
It adds up to several hundreds of dollars a week, and over a 6-month period of time, most people decide they just can't do that.
And so what happens to the animal?
They leave the animal behind.
But this week, after an 8-year lobbying campaign, the British government reversed course. It decided to let U.S. pets enter right away if they were free of rabies and if they were tagged with a small microchip. The chip allows officials to match incoming animals with their owners. At the Friendship Hospital for Animals in Washington, D.C., veterinarian Margot Kerr says the pet microchip is becoming more popular.
It's about the size of a grain of rice, and literally we insert it with a very large bore needle under the skin. And once it's been inserted in the animal, we have a scanner. You scan over the animal, and if they have a microchip, oops, come on. You'll hear that it beeps. And so it's very simple, and you know it's a brief second of discomfort for the animal to get permanent identification.
Kerr says that rabies really isn't a threat from pets. In the past year, only one case was reported from a domestic animal, a kitten that had been bitten by a rabid raccoon. British Animal Health Minister Elliot Morley announced the rule change in London, citing scientific studies that cleared U.S. pets as rabies carriers. At the British Embassy in Washington, many staff members were overjoyed at the news, including Kathy Monahan and her 7-year-old Shih Tzu, Charlie.
We're actually going home in a couple of weeks' time, and I wish I had had him microchipped ready, and we would most certainly have taken him with us rather than leave him behind.
The new British policy takes effect next month. While pet owners can now travel to almost any country with their animals, the state of Hawaii still requires a 4-month quarantine. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.